Well, Oxfam looked in 11 countries, and what we wanted to see was both the impact of the global crisis in a range of different kinds of developing country and how well governments and communities have responded. So we looked at 11 countries, we interviewed about 2,500 people in focus groups and one-to-one interviews, and then we tried to pull the whole thing together. And we got a kind of a picture. So some of the things we found were that the crisis has hit countries at different speeds, and it's still hitting them, in fact, because it comes through all these different channels. So if you are a big commodity exporter, then prices drop very quickly after the crisis starts in the rich countries, and suddenly your country gets a shock. Other countries are now actually just beginning to feel the impact of the crisis. We're worried, for example, over the longer term, what's going to happen to aid budgets as the big fiscal squeeze hits in Europe and America, for example. And that could actually have a long-term impact on aid budgets and therefore on developing on development. So first of all, that sequence of hits. Big difference between regions. So what we found in East Asia was a lot of women in particular who are in garment factories and electronic factories finding a big squeeze, not so much, some of them losing their jobs, a lot more being put onto short-time working, being forced to more flexible contracts, and actually finding it very hard to keep their families afloat. In other countries, it was more about the impact on government revenues. If government rely on trade taxes from, say, mining exports, and mining goes through the floor, then suddenly the government has a lot less money. So we saw that in Africa. In Latin America, we saw both. So a big mixture of that. In terms of responses, I think one of the big and good lessons is that actually governments and communities have handled it quite well. What you've seen is governments have kept spending. They haven't done what they've done in previous crises and started cutting public spending in the middle of a recession. They've actually done the same thing as governments have done in the rich world wherever possible, and that's keep spending, not cut health and education, in some cases put more money into what's called social protection, so those kind of schemes which give people a basic income when times are hard. So we've seen some good, the jargon is counter-cyclical spending in many countries, and we've seen communities quite resilient. So we haven't seen a mass return to the villages. We haven't seen loads and loads of families pulling their kids out of school. And so we're talking a lot about the resilience which people have shown in this crisis. But there are limits to people's resilience. You know, what we're seeing is, for example, women in particular eating less so that the rest of the family can keep eating. Doing second or third jobs to keep kids in school and to keep the family afloat. You can only do that for a certain length of time. So I guess that the final lesson from our work is that governments and aid donors have to step in and actually almost replenish that resilience, actually top people back up, because they're spending their capital very quickly in order to keep the show on the road. And if we don't replenish that capital, then things will go very bad.